producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be taking your calls later in the hour. This segment I'd like to go over is just some of the miscellaneous news that we've seen here. This is pretty big. Actually, you know, this was something that came that was up on our site since yesterday. Glass-Steagall takes center stage in 2016. That sounds kind of wonky, doesn't it? Glass-Steagall. Well, actually, you may have heard a lot of people talking about this, but it isn't really a wonky policy issue. No, they put that in 1933. They removed it in the year 2000. And basically, as The Hill describes it, I think it's a very succinct description of it. They say it's a firewall between investment and commercial banking. Exactly. See, when they had the crash, they said, well, we had all these runs on banks, so we want people to understand that their money is going to be secure in the banks. So we're going to let banks have federal deposit insurance. So the FDIC was created, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. They were going to insure deposits up to, and now the limit is like $100,000. I don't know, probably didn't start out that high. But they insure your deposits up to a certain level. If you put more than that in one bank, you know that you're rich, but you also know that you're putting some risk in that, that it's not insured. Now, in exchange for that insurance that's offered from the federal government, what they're going to do is they, as part of Glass-Steagall, they said, we're not going to let the banks get involved in risky investments. In other words, we're going to keep them out of Wall Street. We're going to not let them buy stock on margin. So they could go down, they could put a very little amount, just a portion of the price of the stock, buy it on credit, if you will. They call that margin buying. So they could buy it with just a little bit down, and they could leverage that. You see, the banks are already leveraging a lot of money because they're able to essentially create money by the money that they borrow from the Federal Reserve and then loan it back out on deposit. So that, okay, that's enough. You guys can do that. That's going to be your business. You're going to be very conservative. People are going to know that the stuff is safe because we're going to keep you conservatively invested, and we're going to insure their deposits and everything. But then they took all that off in the year 2000. And that was while the Clintons were still there, remember? And how did all these banks get so big to fail? Well, that was the Clintons again. Okay, and understand, I'm not giving the Republicans a free pass on this. They were part of this as well. And George Bush and the Republicans ran through the bailouts for the banks when it all came crashing down. But how did they build this bubble? How did the banks get too big to fail? As I pointed out before, the essential merger that began this runaway consolidation that eventually gave us a handful, half dozen, six or seven banks that were too big to fail, that had to be bailed out, they told us. And again, they didn't have to be bailed out, but the ones that had so much power that they could get the government to bail them out and tell us lies about it, that all began under the Clinton administration. It began with in North Carolina, actually. It was Bank of America moved their headquarters to North Carolina when they did a nations bank merger. And at the time, everybody said, that'll never get approved. Those two banks are too big. It's going to create a rush of consolidation that we don't want to have in this country. But it got approved. And it got approved, I believe, because of people who were highly placed in the Clinton administration from North Carolina, people like Erskine Bowles. He had a lot of connections with the banking industry in Charlotte and so forth. Anyway, for whatever reason, maybe, you know, influence or money passed hands. We're talking the Clintons here, okay? Nevertheless, they consolidated, they approved that merger, and it was off to the races. And then all the big banks started buying each other and smaller banks and turned into the too big to fail. Now, the question is, what are they going to do about this? A lot of people have said, look, we need to put this back in place. We need to have a more sound financial system. Hillary Clinton is feeling the heat because she has both of her opponents on the Democrat side, Bernie Sanders and Martin O'Malley, are both saying we need to put this back in. They're echoing Elizabeth Warren, saying this is an unacceptable risk that we're allowing the banks to take with people's money, which means that they're going to have to bail them out. We're going to let them privatize the profits, and then they're going to call on us to socialize the losses, pass the losses on to everybody else. On the Republican side, interestingly enough, the only candidate on the Republican side who has come out in terms of supporting putting Glass-Steagall back in place is Mike Huckabee. Credit where credit's due. I'm not a Huckabee supporter, but he got that one right. We're going to be right back. We're going to take some of your calls. Stay with us.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. This is our news wrap-up hour. We're going to have some news, and we're also going to take some of your phone calls. That number is 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 if you'd like to comment on the news, what we've been talking about today. And, of course, with Anthony Gucciardi and with Alex Jones' special report, we've been talking about how a consensus is forced upon us in so many different ways. And there was a great parody article that we mentioned from The Onion. College encourages lively exchange of idea. Students, faculty invited to freely express a single viewpoint. You're welcome to join us if you're going to be part of the consensus. See, that's what it's become. The kind of intolerance. And as we look at what's coming up at the end of this month, this climate meeting in Paris, okay? We need to understand what the bigger picture is. And, of course, the bigger picture is that it's going to be used to establish a global governance mechanism, just like the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We need to understand that just like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, this is something that is being presented to us by multinational corporations, people that are going to make a lot of money when you pay them for the privilege of flipping on your light switch. You're going to pay a tax to Al Gore or some of the other carbon billionaires. But you're also going to be creating a global governance mechanism. That's also going to be a part of it. Look at this article that came out yesterday. Alex mentioned it yesterday, and it's worth going back and taking a look at this again. A Rasmussen poll said little support for punishing global warming foes. Well, yes, it is a small minority, you might say, a third of the people. But I still think that that is pretty amazing that a third of the people out there, they say 68% would not support it, but that would mean 32% would. 68% of likely U.S. voters oppose the government investigating and prosecuting scientists and others, including major corporations who question global warming. Let me repeat that to you. 32%, I'll put it the other way around. 32% of people, one-third of the people, want the government to investigate and prosecute anybody that dissents on the consensus opinion about global warming and its causes. Does that frighten you? I mean, that should frighten you. That is not the scientific method. Scientific method is skeptical. Scientific method says we can look at the data, we can keep looking at the data, we will keep doing experiments, we will continue to revise this, because you know what? Over our history, we have seen the consensus change many times, haven't we? Remember, you know, the discussion about Copernicus and Galileo and the Pope. Everybody always puts that in as, well, religion versus science. Well, it wasn't really that simple. The true story is, the bigger story, the more detailed story is, that they had come up with a model, a Ptolemaic model, that had the all the planets and the sun moving around the Earth. And they had actually used that for navigation. And one of the reasons why they were so slow to go over to a sun-centered model was because, and to throw away this geocentric model, was because they were getting better results with that than they were with a model that had the sun at the center and the planets revolving around it, as we have now seen and proven, okay? The reason they weren't getting very good results was because they had circular orbits, and it wasn't until Kepler came along and said, let's try elliptical orbits, that they got something that mathematically predicted positions of planets so they could use it for navigation, actually gave them the correct answers. So the bottom line was, it wasn't totally irrational. It wasn't completely imposing religion on science. But the point being is that even when you've got something that is a model that seems to be working correctly, it can be completely wrong. You can have a very detailed model. We haven't even seen that kind of verification of these climate models because, of course, these climate models are so far out, 50 years, 100 years. One of the reasons why meteorologists are so reluctant to buy into this. When we were at the American Meteorological Association here in Austin, when they were having their annual meeting here, Rob Jacobson and I went there. We saw all the scientists, and they're worrying about how do they predict the weather 1, 2, 3 days in advance. They had all these different weather models that were not accurate, and they were looking at how they could constantly tweak these models, then test them, and then tweak them again, and keep through this, going through this iterative process, trying to get something that was accurate. So when you come to them and you say, well, I've got a climate model that predicts everything for 50 years or 100 years or multiple centuries or a millennia, it's like, how do I verify this? Well, you can't verify it. So what they do is they sell it to you on the basis of consensus. They sell it to you on the basis of, believe me, because I'm an authority. And now they've gone beyond that. Now they want to shut down any skepticism by calling people deniers. You know, they are not talking about science now. They're talking about religion. And understand how this is breaking down. As Rasmussen pointed this out, just over 1 in 4 Democrats, 27%, favored prosecuting those who didn't agree with them on global warming. They say, after all, only 24% of voters believe the scientific debate about global warming is over. And those who believe that it's over essentially want to prosecute you if you don't agree with them. You have to understand, science is never over. Real science can stand the scrutiny. And it needs to be scrutinized. And if somebody comes to you and tells you that this is your last chance to do something, today you have to buy this. I'm going to make you this deal on this car, but it's only for today. That price is going to be gone tomorrow. You know, when somebody starts doing a hard sell on you at the used car sales place and they say, this is it, you know, this is the only thing you're going to get, you ought to be skeptical. Okay? And we've heard this time and time again. You know, but right now, along with this article from the New American, they say climate alarmists are demanding a wartime austerity, rationing, and control. They're pushing this creating a crisis because they want to usher in a global governing mechanism, a mechanism that will transfer wealth to the 1% of the 1% of the 1%, and will transfer our sovereignty to a multinational governance committee. The same thing that we're concerned about, people who understand what's going on with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Same mechanism. They're destroying the borders, the different countries' cultures. At the same time, they're offering us new structures to take the place. But again, it's always this. This is your last chance to do this. This is a great article from Mark Morano, Climate Depot, a couple of days ago. It was linked on the Drudge Report. Every UN climate summit is hailed as a, quote, last chance to stop global warming before it's too late. You know, this may be our last chance to stop global governance before it's too late. We have to wake up to what's going on with this. And again, he points out that Paris, they're saying the next climate summit in Paris, which is going to be November 30th through December 13th, if I remember the dates correctly, may be the last effective opportunity. Well, he goes back and he says, hey, we had a last chance in Bonn in 2001. We had another last chance in Montreal in 2005. Another one in Bali in 2007. They said Bali could be the last chance to avoid the worst effects of global warming. Also in 2007, about that same conference, you had Philip Clapp, head of the Washington-based National Environmental Trust, said, the scientists are telling us this is the world's last shot at avoiding the worst consequences of global warming. Another last shot in Poland in 2008. The world will suicide if it cannot strike a strong climate pact, said Professor Flannery. 2008, humanity is approaching the last chance to prevent catastrophic climate change. Another last chance that we missed in Copenhagen in 2009. The world faces a final opportunity to agree to an adequate global response to climate change at a UN-led meeting in Copenhagen in December. So, and we were also told that by the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was preaching of catastrophic consequences if that was missed, that last chance. So we had another last chance in 2010 in Cancun and another last chance in Durban 2011. And now we've got our last chance coming up. Really? You know, part of it is, as we've talked about, the recent NASA data talking about the Antarctic ice caps, and they said, yeah, we've had record melting in the Antarctic. Okay. But they've had a net increase in ice because there's so much ice down the Antarctic. And they, the people still push back against NASA and said, no, you're looking, what you're looking at is not technically ice, it's snow. And they said, no, there hasn't been. We can look at our weather records. There hasn't been any much snow down there. That is ice buildup. So you see, you can go back and forth. You can look at the data, and it's how do you interpret the data. And the data needs to be constantly reevaluated, reinterpreted. These models need to be tested in the ways that we can test them. And, of course, some of the tests that we've seen, you know, we were told back in the 1970s, I've got the Time magazine articles telling us that we were going to be going into global cooling. We were going to run out of oil at the time. And, of course, we should have had, according to Al Gore and his Inconvenient Truths that he was telling us, we weren't going to have an Antarctic or an Arctic ice cap. They were going to be gone by now because we had missed our last chances. And now we're being told by some scientists that there is a cycle coming from the sun, it's going to go into hibernation mode, and we are going to see a cooling effect. And when its activity, which is not constant, folks, it cycles. And they can see this cycling that's going on. They say we're going to enter a hibernation mode around 2030. When that happens, it's not going to only be a cooling effect of less energy coming from the sun. They point out a dim sun doesn't deflect cosmic rays away from the Earth as efficiently as a bright sun. So when these rays will enter our atmosphere, they will seed clouds, which will in turn cool our planet even more and increase precipitation in the form of rain, snow, and hail. Nevertheless, Al Gore is very optimistic that they're going to ram this thing through. Let's play a clip of what he has to say about this.
The impact of climate-related extreme weather events is now driving home the reality of the climate crisis in a way that scientific predictions did not. Every night on the television news is like a nature hike through the Book of Revelation. The number of extremely hot days has multiplied dramatically.
It gets cold. We have floods. We don't have floods.
Downpours, floods, mudslides, the deeper and longer droughts, rising sea levels from the melting ice, forest fires, and increasingly people are connecting those dots. And even if they don't use the phrase climate crisis or global warming, more and more people are feeling that this is going to have to be addressed. So damage has been done, and we have to understand that.
Let's stop this. You know, that's what we see every time. You know, each side will say, hey, it's snowing, it's cold, or it's warm, so that produces it's much more complicated.
Two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. I wonder what Smokey and the Bandit have to say about Google car traveling at 24 miles an hour in a 35 mile an hour zone. That's an article we had at the beginning of the show. Finally, they pulled one of these things over and gave him a ticket. And I guess the question is, who gets the ticket? Does Google get the ticket or the passenger? Because, you know, there's no steering wheel, no pedal in that. You have absolutely no control, and you're an idiot if you put yourself under the control of some machine like that. My opinion. We're going to go back to your calls here. Before we do, I want to let you know about two specials that we got just for this weekend. We got Winter Sun Vitamin D3, 20% off just through the end of this weekend. And we have a new product, Living Defense. We're expected to sell out this week, but you can find that now at InfoWarsLife.com. And before we go to our calls, this one story, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this. This is from antiwar.com. They point out, interviewed on CNN today, retired General John Allen, recently replaced at the U.S. Special Envoy to the War Against ISIS, offered an extremely pessimistic assessment of the war, saying the U.S. needs to address the causes of symptoms like ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and failing that, we will be condemned to fight forever. Yes, I agree with him. Now, I think we might disagree as to what the cause is. I think the cause is fundamentally the military-industrial complex and the CIA that has been arming, equipping, and training and using these jihadi Islamic terrorists as their surrogates. Unless we expose that and understand that, we will be condemned to fight forever. Just like Sisyphus, we will be running this empire and pushing this rock up the hill endlessly and letting it roll down again, roll down and crush us underneath it, and then have somebody else in our culture, our family, have to push that rock up again the hill. This is the kind of punishment that we've been condemned to, not by some mythological Greek gods, but by the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about. Yes, we are condemned to fight forever unless we wake up and understand what the cause of these wars are, who these people are, where they came from, and the fact that they are our creations, our surrogates. Let's go to Emma in Kentucky. You had a comment about climate control. Go ahead. Emma from Kentucky, is she there? Okay, she's not there. All right, let's go to James in Ohio. James, PC culture?
Hi.
Hello? Yes, go ahead. You're on.
Okay.
James in Ohio, go ahead.
As far as the situation with the borders in the United States and Europe, this is an old Stalinist tactic. He would have a population picked up wholesale and sit down in an area where the cultures, the religions, the heritage was as disparate as possible. And
yeah, you're exactly right. Exactly right.
In a very short time, the culture, heritage, religion of each would be destroyed, and the state could step in to replace all of that, and that's what they're trying to do now. The tactics differ as to how the migrants are created. In Mexico, it was the Rockefeller's Green Revolution that ruined their agricultural industry and drove them north. But now they have the wars, of course.
Yes, you're exactly right. And, of course, we've been saying that type of thing. You're right to point that out, that it was communists that successfully used that tactic. And, of course, the Prime Minister of Hungary, Orban, has pointed this out, and specifically singling out George Soros. Orban criticized him, and this is an article from The New American, criticized him as being a dark hand behind the migrant influx. Soros replied, the prime minister's plan treats the protection of national borders as the objective. I mean, who would think that a prime minister would care that his border has nations, okay? And he says, and the refugees are an obstacle to that. He says, on the other hand, my plan treats the protection of refugees as the objective and the national borders as the obstacle. So, first of all, Soros admits that he wants to get rid of national borders. They're the obstacle, he says, to helping refugees, okay? But understand that is not his objective. His objective is global governance, just as James just pointed out, and it is the refugees that are the means of achieving that. And the Prime Minister of Hungary said, by whom and on what authority were the European leaders tasked with not only admitting but transporting to the European continent hundreds of thousands of people from groups outside of European culture, so that little by little, European cultural identity would be called into question. Exactly right. I want to get your comments on that, James, in Ohio. When we come back, we'll take some more calls. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and we're taking your calls. We were talking to James in Ohio, and he pointed out that the process by which they are bringing in immigrants in Europe and taking down the culture there, taking down the national borders, and they admit that now. We've had George Soros talk about how national borders are an obstacle, needs to be taken away so that he can help refugees. Well, are they really refugees? We'll talk about that in a moment. But, of course, we've had other globalists talking about how national borders are an anachronism, how they're a shibboleth, how they are something from the past, and they're going to get rid of it. They're openly talking about this. This is not a conspiracy theory. It is a conspiracy. It's not a theory. It's an open conspiracy to do this. I want to go back and get James' comments on this because he'd point out this is something that's been done successfully and been done often by communists. James, your comments on what the Hungarian Prime Minister is saying.
Well, the difference between Stalin's time and now is that we have the experience with Stalin to go on, and people are self-educated in political realities en masse, and they're educated outside of these indoctrination centers they call colleges and universities. And we have the internet, so information can traverse the globe in seconds in an audiovisual form that's easy to understand. So I think they're accelerating their schedule, which might be an opportunity for us to win because, as I've heard, the swift strike oft misses.
Yes, yes, exactly. You know, I think there's some parallels to be drawn. You know, we were talking earlier in the program about the people who are wringing their hands and saying, this is the demise of hard news. We're going to go to opinion journalism. And of course, those are not opinions just divorced from the facts. If the opinions are completely divorced from facts, and they're obviously worthless. But one of the things that we're talking about was, well, everybody's expressing their opinion on the internet. Everybody's exchanging ideas on the internet. I think we are, because of the internet, because of that ability to communicate back and forth with people, just like you said, James, we are at a kind of position in history similar to what immediately preceded the revolution in America. And they hark back and say, yeah, we haven't seen this kind of opinion journalism for a couple hundred years now. And of course, what was driving that was the access to books. You know, first you had the printing press, and it took a couple hundred years for that to get to the point where people really had access to information. And that really started changing things. When people could start reading things for themselves, when they weren't being force-fed by the authorities and told what to believe and given a homogenous situation, but they could go out there and do their own research and read in a way that they'd never done before because of the printing press, that really changed things. And I think we're seeing that again with the internet as well. Thank you, James. I want to go to Gene in Minnesota in just a moment, but I want to point out one other thing that the Hungarian Prime Minister was talking about, and that's in this article in the New American. Of course, you know, George Soros and the multinational globalists have their own agenda, but and the people that they're bringing in have their own agenda as well. Primarily in Europe, it's migrants from the Middle East as well as from Africa. Well, what are the Middle Easterners' agenda? Well, they have a Jordanian opposition leader, Dr. Mudar Zahran, himself a Muslim asylum seeker currently living in the UK. He warned last month that Muslim migrants are not what they appear to be. He said they should be kept out of Europe. They're not part of the because they are part of the Islamic conquest of the West. He says Europeans are being played for fools. He said, read the Arab magazines, the Arab newspapers. They're talking about, good job. Now we're going to conquer Europe. He says it's not even a secret. And, of course, others are pointing out, Michelle Hickford says this is actually an ancient strategy. James of Ohio was just talking about how the communists would use the strategy that the globalists are doing right now, bringing in disparate populations. But, of course, those populations have their own motivations, and George Soros and company are well aware of that. And she said this is actually an ancient strategy on the Islamic side as well, straight from the Islamic playbook called the Hijra, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, or a migration or a journey. She says it's the most effective method of jihad. It requires no military, no wars, but it's nevertheless an invasion. And I'm reminded of what Bobby Jindal, who's running, said about immigration. He said immigration without assimilation is invasion. Because when you go into a country and you say, I have absolutely no respect for your laws, your traditions, your cultures, your language, I'm not going to conform to anything that you have to say here, but I'm going to demand that you give me this, this, and this, that is a hostile invasion. Now, let's look at the other side of this. Let's look at the African side of this. And, of course, they've got a conference going on right now in Malta this week happened. 60 European leaders and African leaders meeting in the Maltese capital. And what they offered them was $2 billion to the African nations to take back these migrants who don't qualify for asylum. In other words, they know that they're there strictly for economic reasons. This is a story that was on Infowars.com yesterday from Kurt Nemo. He says, however, the African nations refused it. And here's why they refused it. They currently get $20 billion of aid from the Europeans. And so the Europeans said, we'll give you another 10%. We'll give you another $2 billion if you'll take these refugees, these migrants. They're not refugees. These migrants who've come here for economic reasons, if you'll take them back because we can't assimilate them. They don't want to be assimilated. were unable to assimilate for whatever reason. Okay, we'll give you $2 billion to deal with the cost of bringing them back. And they said no. And they said the biggest concern, and this is what Kurt wrote, the biggest concern is the return of illegal immigrants, putting an end to remittance, the sending of money by migrants to relatives in Africa. So they estimate that at being slightly over $11 billion a year. They say sending back economic migrants will put considerable pressure on the country of origin, because if these people go back, wages will drop by 90%, said a lead economist with the World Bank. So in other words, 90% of their economy is coming from people sending money back home. And that's $11 billion. So how do you deal with that? I mean, do you let yourself be taken hostage by that when they know that this, they're admitting that they're not refugees? See, it's not a humanitarian operation like George Soros wants to pretend. This is an economic takeover for the people who are coming from Africa. It is a religious and cultural takeover for the people that are coming from the Middle East. And we need to wake up and call it what it is and understand what is being done. And people are waking up in Europe. They are understanding that. And the way you deal with this is you say, okay, we're giving you $20 billion. We'll raise it to 22. Or we will take it to zero if you're not going to take these people back. That $11 billion that you're getting right now, we're going to keep that. That's the way you deal with people. You deal with that with a position of strength, I think. Let's go to Gene in Minnesota. Gene, you want to talk about political correctness?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I have been tracing this, as Joe Bates said, the PCP, the pansies. I liked that was great. Back. Now, as far as I know, as a parent and as also a holder of 2 degrees that I helped pay for, one of the first 10 words a toddler learns is why.
Mm-hmm.
Why? When did this disappear? Was it that the parents are too lazy to spend the time with their children to explore different ideas? Is it the nanny state high schools we're sending them to that are forcing
them? That's what I think it is. Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's the schools, yeah.
Idea. And then they get to college and they have no idea to ask why for anything. I'm 52 years old and I'm still asking why. And
yes.
When did that get out of the lexicon of our children?
Well, you know, I if you want my opinion, I think it is drilled into people K through 12 and also in college that you listen to people in authority. We're in authority. We're standing at the front of the classroom. We're going to tell you what to think. We're going to tell you about this issue or that issue. You're going to buy into this consensus or you're going to be ostracized because of it. And I think it comes from that. I think they do that. We saw that happen with the news. I mean, when we had the supposed hard news where there was only, you're old enough, you remember when we had just three news networks. And they pretty much said exactly the same thing because they're all reading from the government script. And so nobody questions them because, you know, Walter Cronkite, and he's an authority, and David Brinkley, the Huntley Brinkley Report. I mean, they're the authorities. We listen to them. We do what they say. They're all saying essentially the same thing, covering the same stories. Covering them, saying the same things about all the same stories, and that is what has started to unravel for these people with the freedom of the Internet, and they really don't like that.
It still goes back to the parents. My father was a lawyer for 54 years, and he would encourage me to find out what my ideas were, or to let me ask the question, why? And if he had an answer that wasn't complete enough, I'd say, why again? And
yes, exactly.
We had many dining room table debates over things.
And well, and certainly, and that was the whole point of a liberal education, was to liberate you to do your own inquiry, to investigate yourself, you know, to investigate the facts yourself, to have the tools of learning so that you could make your own decisions as an intelligent, thinking person, rather than just parroting back the standard consensus that's being fed to you. Yes, thank you so much. Let's go to Paul in New Jersey. Paul, you want to talk about political correctness as well. Go ahead.
Okay. People don't realize we've been taken over a long time ago, right from the get-go. The Constitution was set aside in 1933 after the bankruptcy. And 1913, we became communists. We were communists before the communists were. We're still operating under the Communist Manifesto.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe me, look all these so-called agencies and everything.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
We had in 1776. We were harassed with all these public agencies and taxes and this and that. I say it this way. We're being radiated, chemicalized, plasticized, and psychologicalized. And this is the land of the free. F-E-E.
Yes,
taxes,
yes, exactly.
Regulations, and all this yeah. other stuff. And home of the slave.
Home of the slave, exactly. And, you know, I think a good example of that is the war on drugs. You know, the prior, you know, there, when they did the Volstead Amendment, when they amended the Constitution and said we're going to prohibit alcohol, they knew that they had no authority to do that, but they had enough respect for the Constitution to do that. But then after they repealed alcohol prohibition, they just said we're going to prohibit whatever we want. They don't even pretend to obey the Constitution, whether it's that or whether it's we can go to any number of issues. I mean, just look at what they're doing at the airports with the TSA. They clearly don't care to even pretend that they're going to get search warrants, that they're going to have due process. They don't even pretend to care they're going to give us a trial and accuse us of some wrongdoing before they're going to confiscate our property. No, they use civil asset forfeiture and just take your car without even accusing you of a crime, let alone finding you guilty. So, yeah, they don't even make a pretense of obeying the Constitution anymore. Thank you, Paul. Let's go to Robert in Alabama. Robert?
Yes, I live in Alabama, and I have seen this high school I used to go to has been, the runway has been extended. They turned it into a runway. It's been extended. I live on top of a hill, and I have seen jets. I have seen huge military aircraft. I've seen them unloading things like MRAPs. I've seen them unloading what looks to be ammo. I have seen them basically being real sketchy. And I want to know if you think this is signs of what to come.
Well, absolutely. This is not anything that's new that we don't, you know, this, the principles have always been there. We were warned by Madison. He said the means of defense abroad have always become the instruments of tyranny at home. That's why they didn't want to see a standing army. We have had a standing army now since World War II, and we've had continuous wars since World War II. Just as this general is saying, General John Allen, who's retired, he says, if we don't understand the cause of this stuff, we're going to be condemned to fight forever. That's precisely the point. That's what a standing army, what a military-industrial complex wants to do. It wants the country to be in a state of continual war because it makes money for them. It keeps them in power. And if we don't understand that, this standing army is going to be standing on our throats. And we see this increasingly, that the government is militarizing the police, and they're using the military as police. They're converging all of this under the control of the president. And I think it's very interesting that nobody called into question what Chris Christie said on Veterans Day, saying that Hillary disrespects our veterans on the VA, and Obama disrespects our law enforcement officers in uniform, so he doesn't have the moral authority to command them or whatever. Okay. In other words, he's saying that that law enforcement is in uniform, like some kind of, you know, paramilitary thing, and certainly that's what we see. I mean, look at the pictures. They're indistinguishable, as we have been told multiple times. I remember in New Hampshire, when they were that small town that was pushing back against the MRAPs, and there was a retired Marine colonel there, and he says, you guys are better equipped than we were in Fallujah. It is clearly militarized. It is being consolidated at a single source, and Chris Christie is just fine with that, and so is everybody else, because nobody is even pointing out that he made that comment. And, of course, this is another guy who could care less what the Constitution says. Conservatives need to understand that on a variety of issues, I mean, whether it's, you know, they get people afraid, they want law enforcement, they want to feel as if they're safe. And that sense of security, that false sense of security, that idolizing safety over everything else is going to turn you into slaves. It's turning us into slaves step by step. When you give up your liberty, you are never safe.
You simply become a slave. And so we see that at the airports. We see that with the police and the way they interact with people. That is what's happening. And it's clearly militarization. And, you know, Robert, that we were warned about that 200 years ago. And the reason they were able to tell us that is not because times are any different. You know, they didn't have the military tools that we have now, but that's not the issue. The issue is the hearts, the minds, the souls of people. That doesn't change. Human nature does not change. They knew what would happen when you consolidated power, and we are seeing the fruits of that now. So they could warn us. Madison could look at this and he said, this is a pattern that's been repeated through history. Why? Because human nature doesn't change. And it doesn't matter if they're doing it with bows and arrows or if they're doing it with autonomous killing machines. Okay, human nature doesn't change. They're going to want to dominate the people that create this empire. And that's what we've had really going back to the Civil War. We started creating an American empire at that point by consolidating power into the center. Anything else you wanted to say, Robert?
I was in special forces as well. And I have also seen unloading this, you know, these things. Men in black military uniforms, no name tags, things like that. Do you think that maybe our next president will do something about that, as long as it's not, I don't know, Hillary?
Oh, I don't know. It's hard to say. And, of course, you know, when we just saw what it's the nature of what we have, unless we stop the standing army, unless we go back to something like the militia. But the militia is being demonized by the press. And look at the public's attitude. Look at what happened in California. They said, hey, they just shot off nuclear weapons so close to it lit up the entire sky. But it's okay. You know, they're testing missiles. It keeps us safe. We're going to be right back with more of your calls and comments. Stay with us.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to return to your calls here in just a moment. Before we do, I want to let you know about the specials that we have that will probably end this weekend. One of them definitely will. Winter Sun Vitamin D3 is a 20% off special. That will end this weekend. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement extracted from lichen. Packs a powerful 2,000 IUs per single dose, and it is natural. It's an ultra-clean, lab-tested source of vitamin D3. It's free of GMOs, toxins, additives. You can get that at InfoWarsLife.com for 20% off. That sale will end this weekend. And Living Defense, our new product, is our first run. We expect that to sell out this weekend as well. It's crafted organic herbs that help to naturally cleanse harmful organisms from your body. 9 out of 10 people are infested with harmful organisms. This is a natural way to get rid of those organisms, a new product. We're expected to sell all that very quickly. Read the information about that. Read the reviews, and you can see the 5-minute video that Dr. Group did with Alex Jones explaining the situation that it is there to address. Again, you can get that at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go to Wayne in Colorado. Wayne, you want to talk about the free college movement. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Thank you. Just a comment, you know, I've always grown up thinking and knowing that, you know, you don't appreciate anything you don't work for and earn. So it'd be just like me giving a high school kid a brand new car that he didn't deserve. He's going to trash it. He's not going to take care of it. It's the same thing, I believe, with their education. They're just not going to really care, you know. They're just there. Go in for 2 years, don't like what you're doing. They're going to change, you know, and just move around and waste their time, I think.
Absolutely. And you know, they have to look at the back end of this as well. You know, there's an article from Paul Joseph Watson yesterday about politicians in Germany calling for compulsory labor. They were going to make university graduates commit to a year of social service. So, you know, a government that can give you free stuff at the expense of other people, making other people, turning other people into slaves to wait to labor for you, they can do that in any number of ways. And you know, Wayne, when my parents went to high school, it was a big deal to graduate from high school. You know, back in the, you know, early part of the 20th century, most people didn't go to high school. It was kind of a new thing, and it was a really big deal if you just got a bachelor's degree, if you went to college. And now it's become expected. It's not really, everybody says, oh, you know, a high school degree, that really isn't very valuable, and it's going to be the same thing with a college degree if it's provided for free to everybody. Just like you're saying, you get something for free, you don't really value it.
Yeah, that's what I see happening. If it happens, and I really don't think it's going to, but anything's possible these days. Who knows?
Yeah, well, if they federalize it, they can do it because they will just print more money for it. But it's another way. I think the more sinister aspect of that is that the longer you stay in school, the longer you stay out of the real world, the more childlike and accepting of authority you become. I think that's the real danger in it, and that's why it's being pushed so hard by the socialists and by the people who are really part of the system, like Marco Rubio. Thank you, Wayne. Let's go to Dwayne in Texas. Dwayne, go ahead.
Yes. When the Fort Hood shooter, 24 hours before the Fort Hood shooter did his thing, I told my mom, they're going to have to get this March on Washington off the news. They're going to have to stop talking about the Republican victory or the conservative victory in the election they had just had. Because that's all they were talking about. I was like, the media is dysfunctional. They're not acting normal. I said, Mom, there will be a crazy man shooting up everybody tomorrow.
That's true. They come up. We're out of time. Sorry, Dwayne. Yeah, it's true. They have a number of ways that they can control things. But, of course, unfortunately, too, we saw that the Republican victory didn't really change anything, did it? Because the people who control the party are indistinguishable from the Democrats. We have a single party in Washington. That's it for today's broadcast. Join us tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for the nightly news.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.